We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, 9:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, the Senate, after it left the House, passed a $95 billion package with money going to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. But no, nothing, not a word, not a dollar to deal with the border and border issues and border security. That is definitely your top story. But joining us right now, he's coming to us fresh from Florida, the Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, everybody. Good morning, Commish.
Good morning, Bob.
You like how I got that branding thing in there, you know, fresh from Florida?
Coming fresh from Florida. You know, we have spent a lot of resources and a lot of time on our team with our team there on the Fresh from Florida brand. And just to brag on a little bit, I believe we have nearly a million. We had about 300,000 followers a year ago, or members of that team, and they're getting me the complete breakdowns. But we're over 925,000 now.
Wow.
And just we've improved that over the last year. And of course, that whole program is all about making our farmers more successful, so that people know when they go in their stores to buy food that this was grown in Florida. And what this has demonstrated to us, by the way, is people are willing to pay just a little bit more normally for things grown in Florida versus other states or other countries. And so we're very proud to be able to support our farmers. And obviously the Department of Agriculture, that we got several missions, but, you know, supporting our farming communities and making sure that we have a viable supply chain and making sure that we have this most safe, affordable, abundant food is what we're about. And Fresh from Florida really highlights that year round in the state of Florida.
Sure does. And, you know, you've got some other good news to tout as well, as the governor is signing off and talking about the $100 million set aside for the Florida Wildlife Corridor. I know something that you've talked about often, and I didn't realize it now encompasses, if you include all the land, about 18 million acres.
That's right. And what I always describe it as, Bob, is if you want it, the simple definition, because it clearly, as Senate president, that was a major priority of mine to get that put into statute. But if you want to look at a simple explanation, Google a map of the state of Florida at nighttime. You will see all the beautiful lights of this state. Everywhere it's dark on that map is a wildlife corridor, essentially. That's where animals traverse the state. It's where our aquifer gets recharged, and it's where we grow your food. And so the importance of that rural and family lands program, we buy the development rights from your farmers all over this state, and more than 95% of those projects lie within that rural and that wildlife corridor under that program. So we're very proud of that program. It's really one of the keys to not to be able to, you know, for 50 years from now, 100 years from now, to be able to grow our food here, to be able to animals traverse the state, and obviously to recharge our aquifer is something I promoted. The $100 million the legislature put in the budget this year specifically for the rural and family lands program, we're proud of. But we're also proud that there's an additional $100 million that is going to be put towards this program through the state budget. It's a first come, first served type operation where us and DEP and other state organizations may vie for those dollars. But at least now we've got some real serious money. And as soon as the governor signs that budget, we are ready to start spending it right away. As Senate president a few years ago, I put $300 million in the budget. That money has been exhausted, and now we're waiting for the new dollars to come in to continue the program.
Well, I want to point out as well that the funding source for this $100 million was actually paid for by proceeds from the Seminole Tribe Gaming Compact. So it's kind of ironic that the real Florida natives are helping to protect Florida. And all of us who go to their, you know, their different locations are supporting it as well, right?
Amen. And here's the beauty of this, Bob, and I appreciate you even saying that. But the Seminole Compact had not been negotiated in well over a decade. It was something, again, it was one of my priorities to get done for the state of Florida and the Seminole tribe. As Senate president, I negotiated that compact. The governor signed it. And now we have over $700 million a year coming into the state of Florida.
Wow.
And we're using a substantial amount of that money then to protect agriculture. And so at my time as, you know, being in the Senate and Senate president, it was a unique opportunity not only to negotiate that compact and then have those additional resources, but then put those additional resources towards something that is not only vital to Florida's way of life and our citizens, but to Florida agriculture. And it's something we're very proud of to have been at the intersection of those roads and been part of the team that got that done. And so we're very, very proud of those things. I know the incoming Senate president, President Albritton, Ben Albritton, is looking at additional ways to continue to enhance rural and family lands and to get resources. And so we're going to be working, we are working with them now, and we'll continue to work with them to get legislation next year to continue to expand the opportunities to buy those development rights in those areas.
Hey, something that's been cropping up in a lot of places, but we seem to be doing something about it, at least in Florida. It's all these various products that are related to hemp in some way. And I understand as part of your, you know, consumer resources and part of your job is protecting consumers. Tell me about this recent seizure that sounds like it was pretty big.
Oh, absolutely. We had another company. So the law went into effect July 1st of last year of 2023, saying that one of the simple version of the law was is you cannot target our children with these high THC products. And so over the last, 8 or 9 months, whatever this is we have well over 500,000 packages that we've taken off the shelves. And just a week ago, we found another 186,000 packages at a manufacturing facility that were going out to our kids. And if you look at them, and I've put them on my website, these are, you can't tell the difference. These gummies look like gummies that are candy. These Skittles, the packaging, the colorful packaging and things looks just like candy. And these organizations are targeting our children. And, you know, last year we had over 2,000 children go to the hospital with these, you know, that had ingested these products. Last week there was a group of kids that were selling these at a local school. They knew they were the THC products, and kids were, of course, buying them. But the vast majority of kid encounters is because they don't know the difference, and they can't tell the difference because of the way they're packaged and the way they are created. And then I'll say this. We have a very robust medicinal marijuana program in the state. I was the Senate majority leader at the time when we put that package together. I believe that our citizens have gotten a lot of great, you know, medicine products from that medicinal marijuana program. It's something that we need in the state of Florida. But when it comes to these type of adult products, they're not labeled properly. They're not packaged. So when you eat one gummy bear, you don't know if you're getting one dose or 25 doses.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an adult who can do whatever they, in my opinion, can do whatever they want at their home, you have to know how much THC you're ingesting, because a lot of adults use this as a medicinal purpose. And this is not part of the medicinal program in this environment. And it's misleading. But I will say the efforts that we've made since July 1st of 2023 we are finally bending the curve. We're seeing fewer children that are coming in encounters, and we're seeing fewer children going to the hospitals. So we have made a big difference, and we are clearly going to stay on this. We are responding in real time when we see news reports around the state where children have encountered this high THC product. They're going to the hospitals in most cases. We are immediately going to that area and looking for these products to make sure we can get these children out of harm's way.
Yeah, and we're helping to spread the awareness as well, so that'll help in the whole process. I heard you're going to be in Ocala later today. What's the deal?
We are. We're going up to the Golden Ocala to talk to the horse industry there this afternoon, and it's something the horse, I know it's a group that are trying to preserve the way of life there in and around the Marion County area. We're looking forward to addressing those folks and meeting with them, seeing what their concerns are. And again, most of these concerns that we have are these industries going to exist, because are we going to remove all of our farms and have houses built everywhere? The more robust we can continue with the preservation of our lands and buying these development rights, are going to continue to allow these type of industries, which, by the way, the agriculture industry in the state of Florida has over 2 million people going to work today in the state of Florida. So it's one of the largest employment centers in the state, and the biggest economic impact in the state. And so we need to continue to support our horse industry there, but in the Marion County area, and we're going there today to hear their concerns and discuss that with them. But we need to support agriculture throughout this state, and because it protects so many things that are valuable in our lives, not only our food supply, but again, our aquifer recharge area, that wildlife corridor. And so we're going there today to listen and learn from those folks.
Well, it's good things that you're doing, and we appreciate you being Florida's Agriculture Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and thanks for taking time to be on the air with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Safe travels. It is 9:17, let's call it, on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines, top stories, it's all coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It sounds like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Where they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3, The Sky.
All righty, trying to find out who the senators were that supported this $95 billion spending bill for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. Everybody gets some money except, well, the people that are securing the border, things like that. Yeah, let's take care of everyone else's border, not our own. Yeah, I'm very irritated by it. Rick Scott, our senator, did not vote for it. Marco Rubio did not vote for it. Congresswoman Kat Kamick did not vote for it. Here's 22 Senate Republicans who voted in support of this spending bill. All right. It's not that many. I'll give them to you. John Boozman, Arkansas. Shelley Moore, Capito, West Virginia. Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. Susan Collins, Maine. No surprise there.
No surprise.
John Cornyn, Texas. What? He didn't want border security?
In Texas?
That seems odd, doesn't
it? He's no Texan.
Kevin Kramer, North Dakota. Mike Crapo, Idaho. Joni Ernst? Well, I thought she was a conservative from Iowa. Chuck Grassley also voted for the spending bill. Yeah. John Hoeven, North Dakota. John Kennedy, Louisiana. He's
really?
The senator that, yeah, he pops up on Fox News. He's like the grandfatherly figure full of wisdom and vigor and funny statements and dry humor.
That's surprising.
I am very surprised by this. I'd like to hear him defend that.
Absolutely.
Mitch McConnell, the weasel. So, we're not surprised there.
Yeah.
Jerry Moran out of Kansas. Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, another very lightweight Republican. I mean, you can't even call her Republican light.
No,
she's I don't know what you would call her. Close.
Well, you can't say it on the radio, Bob. Well, you can once, but you know.
Rhino.
It's not. Okay, that's good. That's good. Except that's an insult to the
Rhino
animals.
Light.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Senator James Risch out of Idaho. Mitt Romney out of Utah. No shocker there.
No.
Gosh, that guy's. Man, I was in his camp for a while. Man, was I a sucker. Senator Mike Rounds out of South Dakota, Dan Sullivan, Alaska, John Thune, kind of surprised by that one, out of South Dakota.
Yeah.
Tom Tillis out of North Carolina. Wow. Senator Roger Wicker out of Mississippi, Senator Todd Young out of Indiana. Those senators, they're all Republicans. They all voted for the spending bill. Remember, they could have leveraged. They could have leveraged. Well, they didn't even get out of the house, so
right.
They didn't have a chance, I guess, on this, but they should have said no, send it back to the house, and get border security as part of the bill, and then bring it back. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we've said that
why
all
couldn't
along.
Yeah, why this, couldn't they?
It's not a new idea.
Nothing. Look, you'd say nothing is going to get passed.
Pull a Sergeant Schultz. Nothing.
I see nothing. No money going to Ukraine. Nothing.
No.
Yeah. So it's, I know what their defense is going to be. Look, it was the only way to get the money to, you know, the needs of Israel and Ukraine are, you know, unbelievable and blah, blah, blah. And it was timely fashion. No, I'm sorry. No. The time and the clock was ticking just as much for all of them as it would be for the Republicans, as it would be for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Let the clock tick until you get something. You have to show something. I mean, that's crazy. You go horse trading every time you come home, you know, the missus is like, well, did you get a horse? No, no. Well, where's the ones you brought? Well, I gave them away. Well, it's horse trading, honey. It's horse trading.
Yeah.
You trade that horse, you get another horse. Oh, well, I'm a Republican. I guess nobody taught me that I got to get something in return.
Wasn't that frustrating listening to Congresswoman Kat Kamick talk about
it? You could hear it in her voice, too, the frustration she had. Yeah.
The frustration and just actually, and the thing that she was so shocked about is the things that the Republicans say out loud about not really planning on accomplishing anything as long as it makes it look like they're trying to do something back home.
And she said that, yeah, some of them are immediately using it as a fundraising opportunity, and so let's find out who is immediately sending out fundraising material that relates to the passage of this bill. They're the ones that are going to call, I guess, others out for it. I don't know how they turn that into a win, but yeah, we'll check that out. Yeah, she was not happy. But, yeah, I just want to make sure people know Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, Kat Kamick were all no votes on that spending bill. It did not come with any border security stuff at all. Look, and sadly, I don't think the Biden administration would actually lift a finger to do it. But you can't just give up and not try. And why wouldn't you just try, if it is political, why wouldn't you try just to say to your constituents, look, I tried. But that doesn't seem to be the case. And it is hard for a lot of us, even those of us who, you know, really pay attention to what goes on in D.C. It still is hard for us to wrap our head around this selling out. I don't know what else to call it. The selling out of America, sending money to foreign countries while we have serious issues going on here, like the border, like homelessness, like crime. Yep. All right. Well, look, we got a clean house. We got to get rid of, for sure, the Democrats and the weak-kneed Republicans. I guess Mitch McConnell is he ever going to retire? Goodbye. Goodbye, Mitch. Go enjoy your retirement right now.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to buy him a fishing boat to get him to retire earlier, but apparently he already has connections in the boat and ship industry.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Rich, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I was just wondering on this money with Ukraine, why didn't they make it? I mean, I don't think they should have gave it to them because they can't beat Russia. Eventually, Russia's, I mean, I think it's supposed to be able to beat Russia. And why isn't it a loan? And they keep saying this is a democracy when the guy throws out his political adversaries just like Biden does. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Look, you put it together right there. Is this actually expected to help defeat Russia? Is that realistic?
No.
I'm not, sitting in the Pentagon right now, but Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my calls. We're just reading an article in The Hill, and they're saying that the Republicans, the senators that passed it, did it because of Trump, because Trump made it a land lease part of the program to give them the money, and that's why they voted for it. And also, surprised me, you know, I knew Tom Cotton, he voted for the bill, and Tim Scott voted for the bill, and of course Lindsey Graham voted for the bill. But they're saying that they did it because Trump did, and they're saying the repo act thing, and they're going to take the money, all these assets from Russia, they're going to take them and they're going to give them to Ukraine. Ukraine's not NATO.
Right. And yeah, they're making it a sweet deal for them, which doesn't make sense. But some of the folks that you mentioned, I don't see them on my list, and I got mine from The Hill as well. All right. It is 9:28. Try to figure that one out. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Missed information. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need The Sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3, The Sky.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. I have to admit that I was wrong. I was wrong.
What is this word you're trying to say, Bob?
Wrong.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Nostradamus of all people, my gosh. Oh, I got to apologize.
You'll never hear the end of it.
I was looking at the previous vote of senators, and I was wrong. And there were Republicans that voted against it initially on the 13th, I think that was. And no, they're the ones that jump ship. In fact, The Hill does have a piece on it. 10 senators help advance Ukraine aid after voting against it. And yes, included in that. I've got the stuff right in front of me, or at least I did.
While you're looking for that, this just in for Gainesville, Southwest Archer Road, at Southwest 63rd Boulevard, got a vehicle crashed there, and looks like there may be some road blockage. So just going to be aware of that.
Here's the ones that, you know, jump ship, who voted against the spending thing and then caved in. Tom Cotton, okay. Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott.
Yep. That surprises me.
Yeah, it does me too. And they're not the only ones, but those are the most recognizable ones. And they were mentioned by Nostradamus. So I'll never purposefully mislead or give you wrong information, but I do make mistakes from time to time. So hopefully that's correct. Here's the nine who changed their stances. And then voted to support this $95 billion spending package that doesn't send any money to help secure our border. Katie Britt out of Alabama, Tom Cotton, Arkansas, Deb Fisher, Nebraska, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Mississippi, James Lankford, Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen, Oklahoma, Peter Ricketts, Nebraska, and Tim Scott, South Carolina. It's a selling out of America. I don't know how else you can really qualify that. You know, I'm a defender of Republicans when they deserve a defense. I can't give you one on these folks. No. And again, the border's not going to be secured no matter what you put in writing and pass. And you just know that. But you have to at least make the attempt. You have to make the American people more aware. You know, I'm trying to do my part to make the American people aware that these people who represent us, at least the ones who voted for this passage, thank goodness neither of our senators voted for it. I know Kat Kamick, our congresswoman, did not vote for it.
Right.
At least they're doing their part. But the rest of it, they're selling us out. They could have put up a bigger fight. But they chose not to. Mm-hmm. And I've got a problem with that. And I think a lot of other people are going to have a problem with that as well. All right. There were other things that I wanted to try to get to. Let's play copycat. Former President Donald Trump's campaign is lighting up Biden's campaign for only accepting an invitation to give the commencement address at Atlanta's Morehouse College in May because it's in the exact same neighborhood that Trump visited when he made an iconic stop at a Chick-fil-A. Is that the Chick-fil-A where he got a big old hug from a black lady and the left went crazy?
Yep.
Okay.
Love it.
All right.
Heads explode.
Yeah.
Always fun.
I wonder when he gives a speech at Morehouse College, when Biden does, is he going to mention the fact that nobody's done more for black colleges and universities than Donald J. Trump. Look it up. Absolute fact.
No, he'll more likely say if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Well, you know, he's going to be at Morehouse College now. Some would say that's where civil rights movement icon Martin Luther King Jr. Well, it is where he got his degree when he was 19. All right. Raphael Warnock also went there. But here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. and all we were taught through him, let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. That's an exact antithesis of this, the CRT thing, critical race theory, that they were trying to teach our kids. That all came from the left.
Yep.
All right. And this whole equity and inclusion and all that baloney.
DEI.
That again is the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. has said. So it would be interesting. Of course, Biden won't take any questions, but he'd be like, hey, you're going to give Trump credit for doing the most for historically black colleges and universities?
Nah.
Well, Joe, well, and then, hey, how can you at one moment, you know, lift up Martin Luther King Jr. and his great work at the same time try to destroy it with the exact opposite approach that is part of your pop lefty Marxist culture today?
Mm-hmm.
Answer me that.
He couldn't.
Batman. All right. So, yeah, they can't even... They had to copy and they followed the trail blazed by Trump as well.
Well, just like the whole restaurant thing in that area, you know, it's like trying to, I guess if they see it works for him, they'll give it a shot. You know, I don't know.
Interesting piece here. One of America's foundational principles is equal justice under the law, or the principle that no matter who you are or what you stand for, you're entitled to a fair chance to make your case in the court of law. That's why the Lady Justice statue outside the Supreme Court wears a blindfold and holds a scale. Blindfold to symbolize her impartiality and immunity from outside influences, and the scale to signify her objective weighing of the evidence in front of her. Unfortunately, at bedrock of American self-government principle is being put in jeopardy by the trial of Donald Trump, currently underway in New York. Most Americans expect our judges to be neutral arbiters of the law. Judge Juan Merchan, the judge overseeing the trial against President Trump, is anything but. Turns out two major Democrat clients of Judge Merchan's daughter have raised over $93 million in campaign donations through her firm, several times using the very case Judge Merchan is overseeing in their fundraising pitches. Ms. Merchan, who previously worked for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, currently works as the president of Authentic Campaigns, a left-wing political consulting firm based out of Chicago. Two of Authentic's top clients include Senate candidate and Congressman Adam Shifty Schiff, the radical California Democrat who's become famous for his outright lies in pushing the Russian collusion hoax. Remember? He had all kinds of evidence.
Oh, yeah.
And Senate Majority PAC, a major fundraiser for Democrat Senate campaigns. And that's just part of it. All right? Additional fact, Judge Merchan went out of his way to personally contribute to President Biden's campaign in 2020. Any reasonable observer of this matter will conclude that allowing Judge Merchan to continue to participate in this case is untenable. And that'll be a glaring outrage to all Americans who believe in equal justice under the law, while greatly undermining the credibility of the case. Yeah. And it goes deeper than that, but that'll cover it for now. It's very obvious. Let's go to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Roy. You're on the air.
Well, you know, I find it kind of funny that if while Biden was there doing his commencement speech, a bunch of them actually booed him.
I don't see that happening. Of course, it's always possible. It'll just be interesting what whopper he's going to tell.
Oh,
is he going to talk about the cannibals that ate his uncle? Is he going to talk about how he finished top of his class? Is he going to talk about how he had two majors? That's not true either.
No.
Yeah. Is he going to talk about being guilty of plagiarism more than a couple of times?
Probably won't bring that up.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless he wanted to give great examples to, you know, students who are moving on in the world of all the things not to do in your career, he could just cite everything he's ever done.
And will he bring his son Bo up in some context, usually inaccurately, and not bring up Hunter?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't bring up Hunter.
He gets overlooked.
He's the guy that needs some love. He tries to replace love with, cocaine and hookers. So Joe needs to show him some love. The poor boy needs some love. He can't pay for the kind of love he needs. Although he has tried. All right. What's this? Mark Hamill. Remember him? Star Wars? Yeah. I think playing with that, laser beam a little too long, kind of some radioactivity got to his brain, and he said something along the lines of, ready for this? Biden is the best president we've ever had. Ever.
Could you repeat that?
That's my laser.
I think he got some brain cells burned in the lasers. The best we've ever had? Okay, even as a Democrat, he can't go, JFK? He's got to go Joe Biden? Seriously? He can't go Obama? He's got to go Joe Biden?
When Jimmy Carter makes Joe Biden look like a terrible president, that's saying something.
Yeah.
All right? Wow. All right, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Trying to think about what Biden might expound on this time around might make a really great drinking game.
Oh, my goodness.
But as an aside, a quick aside, my wife just had her big 7-0. And I wanted to give a shout-out to Select Motor Cars for helping me get her birthday present that she's been dreaming about for a long time, a pretty white Camry. And that's making me smile, and it's making her smile, and I'm still smiling. Thank you, guys. Have
snuck
a great day.
He did. He snuck several things in there.
Time-wise, I guess. He's all right, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, you're welcome. now let's do some advertising. Just think what real advertising will do for you.
Woo!
All right. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Peasant with a pitchfork. You're on the air.
Yeah. Good morning, Bob. This thing with the spending bill, I think by now everybody should realize that the Democrats are in control of this country, and it's exactly like you said. We got sold out. We're being sold out. And it's the Republicans that are selling us out. We all know what the Democrats want. They all want us sold out. They want us to be a global country, part of the global, the whole global thing. But the Republicans, they speak a good game. They say exactly what you want to hear, like Johnson did for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. 3 months at least, talking about how he was going to hold it to the line that we'd get border spending and we'd control the border before anybody got anything. They all lies. They're all a bunch of scumbags. It's never going to change unless we can, like I said yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene and the people in her camp. But if we don't, we're done. It's obvious. It should be obvious to everyone by now.
Yeah, yeah. And we have to interrupt this phone call with a shortwave radio message. We're just getting in across the ocean. Yep. This coming in all the way from New Guinea. Let's get an interpreter. Let's get an interpreter. What is the guy with the bone through his nose saying? Rhino Republicans taste like Biden.
Ooh, that's a slam. That is a slam. Watch it. You're going to tick off the folks of New Guinea.
I know.
Like the president did.
We might have some fans there. You never know. We're everywhere,
Well, they can use the app in New Guinea.
Yeah, you can go to thesky973.com. That's the sky.
It's not the sky?
No.
Remember, we had that discussion the other day, so I'm not sure which way that would be correct.
I just said the way it is.
Oh.
Well. I'm the final word.
Oh. Sounds like a song. That's just the way
the
it is.
The sky?
Yeah.
The sky thoust will telleth the trutheth. Every morning with the Bob Roses showeth.
I need one of those.
King's English?
No, one of those sneeze guards like at the buffet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Did we just spit on you?
I can wipe off my glasses.
It is 9:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for Things That Make You Smile, Upbeat Positive Thoughts. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, please, 877-975-9825.
Mark Levin.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders.
For a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me.
Grinning ear to ear because Robin Larson is my dentist and she's the world's greatest dentist. Thank you for sponsoring Things That Make You Smile, which is going on right now. Call in. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political. You can do it 877-975-9825. Shep, what's making you smile?
Happy Passover. Just the second day of Passover. So my wife and I did our own little Seder dinner last night, just the two of us. And that makes me smile. But I want to let you know that my particular tribe, we celebrate Pass Under. You see, I'm descended from a long line of Hebrew tunnel diggers. And when word came down we could leave Egypt, we tunneled under the desert to the Promised Land. Got there 5 years ahead of Moses. We said, hey, what took you so long? And Moses was like, the sandstorms, you don't know the half of it. I said, hey, we didn't have to deal with any of that. So, you believe that, right?
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shep says it, I believe
he
it.
He makes
I
mean, me smile, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roy. What's making you smile?
Knowing I've got a great station to listen to and the guys that are on it.
Oh,
and
man.
Everybody that calls in.
He read that just like
Thank
we wrote
you.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice when my cousin calls in supporting
Absolutely.
The show.
Thanks, Roy.
Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I was doing some, what's making me smile is I was doing some original research the other day to figure out who the very first fan of 97.3 The Sky was. And he has just so much affection for the fan that he even wanted to give it a kiss. It's our dearly departed brother, Jimi Hendrix in Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah. Kiss the Sky. Jeff, what's making you smile?
Hey, it doesn't matter what the void is in your life. God will fill it. And the neat part about it is that you don't even have to know what the void is. God will fill it. God bless America.
Right on. That's an upbeat, positive thought.
That's an amazing way to wrap up that part of the show.
Yeah.
Because it's not really totally over, of course.
Of course not. That part of it is, Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, is over. Thanks for your contribution, folks. Appreciate it. But don't go away, because coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Sean Hannity.
Now, there's $1 billion in Palestinian aid. Where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. An alligator recently wandered onto the runway at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Well, they called it in. Didn't take long for officers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to arrive in the scene where the alligator was spotted crawling on its belly next to the airplane and also trying to skip the line for TSA, I note. For a split second, one of the officers had a little trouble getting the tape around his mouth, but no accidents, and they were able to find a more suitable environment for that alligator, not too close to the base. So there you go. A toothy airman is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.